Actually, you're not really born able to do that. When I was 5 years old, I fell out of a tree about a story and a half and landed on a brick in my back, and I dislocated both shoulders at the same time. And since then, I'm able to do that. Unlike Mel Gibson, yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, you try to get up when you can't move your arms. It's kind of a bitch, you know. But it doesn't hurt that bad to actually put them back in. It just makes your arms kind of sore, like you've like lifted weights for like an hour and a half. Ow. Yes, sir. Yes, they do. Yes, they are metal. But you know what? They're not illegal.
And really, it depends on how many you have with you in any given density. I've walked through carrying a fair number, and they've never cared.
No, I had 200 on me. Plus keys. So I had a lot of metal. Any other questions? And we're going to continue. Okay, what are street cleaning bristles? He missed the talk. They're these pieces of metal. These are the bristles from street sweepers. So when a street sweeper walks by, just kind of follow it. Like, psh, thank you. Next, psh, thank you. These are actually gurneys.
Street cleaning bristles in most major cities are everywhere, but you're not really trained to see them. And once you start looking for them, they're everywhere.
Well, they're dark and they blend in.
They blend in with concrete, and if you start walking along the street just looking for pieces of metal like that, you'll be surprised how many you find.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. If you walk barefoot, you find more. All right, one more question. We're going to move on. You. Well, yeah, you can hide things in steel-toed shoes, but how are you going to get them out? Yeah, you could actually drill a hole, and I mean, that's fine. But you know what? You got the metal on your laces, too, and it's a lot easier. You don't have to drill any holes. Because they're going to go, because that wand just goes, dee 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 dee. You know, you could have anything there, and it's going to pick up the metal on the shoes, anyhow. Belt buckles are my favorite. Oh my God, man. Get one of your big old Texan belt buckles, you know, the things you can actually use to hide behind in case of like gunfire. These big, huge monster things. Wear a cowboy hat. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You kind of wander over there, and they're going, hey, that's a nice belt buckle. And, you, and behind it, you got car keys, you know, all kinds of other crap there, throwing stars, you know. You know, it's like, yeah. I did it once when I was 18 going to the airport. I actually had a whole bunch of stuff there I probably shouldn't have had on the airplane. And they went, jeep, right through the thing. I went, oh, God. And they went, okay, go. And I went, oh, God. All right, we're going to continue on. That's my portion of the talk. Thank you.